This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 5 minutes past the bottom of the hour. Our next guests are here to preview tomorrow night's Mudroom Storytelling event themed Left Behind. We have one of the co-founders of Mudroom's, Alita Buss. Welcome to the show, Alita.
Thanks, Scott.
And also Kristen Rankin. She's on the storyboard as well. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you both here. So let's see. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, March 10th, Left Behind. Tell us the rest of the details, please, Alita.
Sure. So it's at 7 o'clock at Northern Light Church. It costs $7 that benefits this month's Juno, Alaska Music Matters program.
Okay. Seven storytellers. Do you happen to have a list of who will be sharing tomorrow, Kristen, or either of you?
We can give you a little tidbit of what we have. I don't have the names in front of me. But we have a great range of stories, from one in Australia to one on a tall ship. We have a birding story. We have a nice range of stories on family and loss and love. They're going to be really wonderful.
And you know this maybe because you've been working with some of the storytellers. Is that right?
Yes. I've been emailing with them, and we had a really wonderful – we always have a rehearsal beforehand, so we got to hear their stories, and so we can say for sure that it's going to be a really great evening.
All right. Alita, you said you are one of the co-founders. This is the ninth season. Off the top of your head, about how many stories have been told on stage?
I think around 400.
Right.
Yeah.
When you got started, did you have any idea that this is how it would look 9 years later?
Well, it looks very much the same. 7 minutes, seven people, $7. You know, the model is the same, but the fact that people still keep coming out of the woodwork, people who haven't been on stage before, we try to encourage new storytellers. And the fact that it's just going strong is just, it has been really nice to see.
Got it. What's the magic of 7 minutes, seven people, all the sevens, would you say?
Well, I had somebody point out to me recently, may or may not have been in the pool sauna, that when you put seven people for 7 minutes, it equals 49 minutes, and we're the 49th state. And isn't that sweet to draw Alaskans together in this way?
If we ever had to make another storytelling event, it should be the sauna rooms or something, right?
Because oh my gosh.
All the storytelling that happens in there.
So much good stuff.
Kristen,
absolutely.
You were able to tell a story last year, right?
Yes.
What drew, well, and now you're on the storyboard, so obviously it all worked, right? What drew you towards this event?
I actually, I first learned and got introduced to storytelling when I lived in Washington, D.C. And then when I moved to Juno a few years ago, I saw pretty early on Mudrooms, and I was so excited that it is an event like this is here in Juno. So I got connected to them and did a story last year, and it was great.
For somebody who's never been before, how would you explain sort of the power of this night or the power of storytelling in this form?
The power of storytelling is challenging to describe. I think we all understand that telling your personal story can be really healing, be really transformative for an individual, but it also connects us. It connects us to our broader community and to each other when we share those human experiences that wherever we are and whatever the exact situation is, we can find common ground in our personal experiences. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to share with each other.
Got it. How about for you, Alita? What would you say is the power of this event?
Wow, gosh. Kristen just very poignantly said this thing. And I would just say, you know, the stories are one thing. And then when you come in person, it is a really social event. It's nice to see people and to maybe recognize someone on stage that you've seen around town, and you hear maybe this heartbreaking story that they have shared, and it gives you just a little bit different perspective about someone who you might, you know, maybe you got angry at them because they pulled out in front of you on the road, but when you hear that they, you know, lost a loved one or something, you think about that person just a little bit different, and it kind of, like Kristen said, connects us to our neighbors, and it's such a small tight-knit community. You do see people in passing, but maybe this gives you a chance to learn a little bit more about them.
All right. So tomorrow night is Left Behind, the theme, and then you have one more show this season in April. Is that right?
That's right. Yep, and we're doing it the third week of the month to so we don't conflict with Folk Fest. So we usually are the second Tuesday of the month. In April, it'll be the third Tuesday of the month.
All right. April 21st, I think.
Right? Yes.
Sound about right. In Deep, that theme, right?
Yes.
Okay. Looking towards your 10th season, what should we expect?
Sure. So we are looking forward to our 10th season, currently kind of deciding what the themes will be for the 10th season, and also accepting applications for the profit recipients for our 10th season. So we, up on our website at mudrooms.org, have a link to a one-page application that I encourage anybody close to a nonprofit to visit that and to get your application in by April 1st. The storyboard will consider applications after that date.
Can you give us a few examples of organizations you've supported in the past?
Yeah, so this year, earlier this year, we worked with Healing Hand Foundation. They benefit search beneficiaries to cover unmet medical costs, and they are. It's been a great partner for Mudrooms. So they man the cash table and take money directly when people come in, the admission costs. And I think it's good visibility for them. It gives us a new crop of potential storytellers to network with their members. Anything that you would add?
No, and after that, we had KTOO as one of the beneficiaries, and we're excited to have Juneau Alaska Music Matters right now. That's particularly fun because we get very cute children playing music on our stage during breaks.
And so all funding, all those $7 admission fees go towards these beneficiaries. Is that right?
Correct.
Got it. Alita, looking into your 10th year, is Mudrooms perfect? Or is there anything you'd like to do to improve?
Well, I think it's a constant improvement process. I mean, bringing Kristen on has improved our organization onto the storyboard. We're always looking to kind of diversify the folks that we have coming on stage to tell stories. And I think, you know, rehearsals have really helped empower people to tell stories. I think some people are intimidated, and when they know that they can work with storyboard members to kind of not polish but just get a little bit more comfortable telling their story and thinking about some structure and ideas for that has helped over the years. And I mean, it's all volunteer run. We can always be better, and we're open to ideas.
Okay. And Kristen, can you give us the details for tomorrow night's event once more, please?
Sure thing. So Mudrooms is tomorrow at Northern Light United Church at 7 p.m. It is $7 at the door, all proceeds going to Juneau Alaska Music Matters, and will be a really great evening.
Great. And where can we find you online again?
At mudrooms.org.
All right. That's Alita Buss and Kristen Rankin. You can meet them tomorrow night at Mudroom Storytelling Event. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks so much for having us, Scott.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.